long, heart-shaped, fresh tracks of four greater kudu bulls that had been on the salt the night before, as well as many newly pressed tracks of lesser kudu. There was also a rhino who, from the tracks and the kicked-up mound of strawy dung, came there each night. The blind had been built at a close arrow shot of the lick and sitting, leaning back, knees high, heads low, in a hollow half full of ashes and dust, watching through the dried leaves and thin branches. I had seen a lesser kudu bull come out of the brush to the edge of the opening where the salt was and stand there, heavy-necked, gray, and handsome. The horns spiraled against the sun while I sighted on his chest, and then refused the shot, wanting not to frighten the greater kudu that should surely come at dusk. But before we ever heard the truck, the bull had heard it and run off into the trees, and everything else that had been moving in the bush on the flats or coming down from the small hills through the trees, coming toward the salt, had halted at that exploding, clanking sound. They would come later in the dark, but then it would be too late. So now, going along the sandy track of the road in the car, the lights picking out the eyes of night birds that squatted close on the sand until the bulk of the car was on them and they rose in a soft panic, passing the fires of the travelers that all moved to the westward by day along this road, abandoning the famine country that was ahead of us, me sitting, the butt of my